This is the Green Student Ministries Middle School podcast of the Chapel in Green. We are committed to our students being known, knowing Jesus, and becoming kingdom workers. We hope this podcast serves to encourage, challenge, and to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ. This is Green Student Ministries.
Hello, Betsy.
Hey.
Hi.
We're back.
We're doing it. This is a new podcast that we're doing.
New podcast. New thing for us. Trying something out.
I'm excited.
I've missed this.
I me too.
I missed the podcast.
The weird thing is that we're in the middle school room doing this, and it, like, there's nobody in here except us.
Which is true.
It's a little, the middle school room is kind of eerie when it's empty.
Yeah, it is. But it's beautiful because we're in one of the small group rooms.
That's right.
Brought to you by me. I made that beautiful.
If anybody doesn't know, Betsy painted and redecorated all these rooms.
Oh, stop.
So that all of you middle schoolers could have a fantastic looking small group room. Unless you didn't get to use these rooms because we didn't have enough of them.
Yeah.
Then it was totally fine.
The very few that got them.
I know. But anyways, we're excited to do this. And hopefully this is something that we can be doing on a consistent basis, like once a week.
Yeah.
Where we'll just kind of have like a casual update on ministry and life and what's going on in GSM. And then we're also looking to maybe start putting out something that's a little bit more devotional or like message based as we still are like hoping to reopen or like as we're looking towards that and planning whatever that looks like. So we'll see. This is like an evolving thing.
Yeah, we'll see. For this season, I think this will really be a good connection piece for all of us to have. Just like little bits and pieces of it's, maybe it's Adam and I, maybe it's Adam and Ryan, yeah. You know. It's just...
We can pull in Ryan. Ryan can be our special guest.
Yeah, he can do some deep man voices.
Perfect. That's the only way that Ryan talks, if you haven't, if you don't know Ryan. So that's the only one. That's always how we talk.
Yeah. It's funny that we're doing this podcast today because today is kind of a big day for us.
It is a really big day. I'm excited. So we're actually recording this on Thursday. Is it coming out tomorrow? Friday? I think it's the plan.
Yeah, tomorrow.
So if you're listening to this as it, happy Friday. It's still Thursday where we live.
Man, can't wait for the weekend.
Yeah, wow. yeah, today's a big day. So we just posted and announced, I'm so excited about this, is that we're doing Mix.
It's
middle
happening.
School. I know. I'm so excited.
1, 2, 3. Summer is not canceled.
Perfect. We're excited about that. I'm so honestly, Betsy, I'm pumped about this. So we've been kind of planning this. We got the green light on doing Mix like 2 weeks ago. And it's been like green light, yellow light, kind of. No red light, but we've been...
Red Rover.
Something like that. Try to figure it out. If it's happening, what it's going to look like. But honestly, I'm just like so excited to like do something together. The last thing that I did or that we've done that was like together was whenever we read Harry Potter at the church a couple weeks ago. That's the last time that I was able to like invite students to anything. So
yeah,
I'm pretty pumped
about
this.
I think you've... If you've watched any of our videos or if you've interacted with us, I think you would know that our heart, we want to be together.
Yeah.
You know, we want to have something, and we're just as disappointed as you guys were when we had to cancel all these things.
I know.
And I think this is a great opportunity for us to be able to reconnect and just be together.
Yeah.
But also, we wanted to make it in a safe way. You know, we didn't want to push the envelope too much.
Yeah, I think that this is a really, really good thing. I think that we're going about it in the right way. Honestly, my heart behind this was like, we just need a space to be able to reconnect. One, I want to reconnect with you guys who are listening. And then also, like, parents, if you're listening to this, like, I want to create a space for students to be able to come together. I want this to be almost like a regathering of our people. Because I know that I've seen a couple students on Sunday mornings. I know that a lot of people are still watching from home on Sundays, and that's kind of tough. But to have like a regathering of our people and to be able to be together, to be able to worship together, that it's all like student or middle school centric. And the other thing, too, is that if you haven't heard about this, one, why not? Two, it's for 6th, 7th, 8th grade. But then also, if you're leaving 8th grade and you're going to be a freshman, so... Like, it's for you. So if you're a ninth grader, about to be a ninth grader, I feel bad because last year we didn't do Mix. We did Kingdom Weekend.
It's Kingdom Weekend.
Which was a blast and
it
a
was
half.
So fun. I know that I had a couple of those eighth graders who were like, they were upset that they didn't get to do mix. They expressed their disappointment with me. Which is funny. Vocally. Verbally. They yelled at me and I cried. No. And so I'm just excited that I get to invite you guys to come and be part of this. And hopefully this can be kind of your last hurrah for middle school before we transition you up to high school. So this is like, it's before school starts, whatever that's going to look like.
Yep.
And so just to be able to do this at the beginning of August and get it all together. So if you haven't heard it, it's August 9th, 10th, and 11th. It's a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday night. It all has happening from 6 to 6:30 is check-in, and then 6:30 to 9 is like the actual event. And so Mix, basically, since they canceled all their stuff, they gave all their videos, curriculum, teaching, all that stuff to us, essentially. And so we're able to kind of repackage it so that way we can have our own Mix. And I'm excited because what we're talking about is the work of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
So, which is really, really cool because, honestly, that's something that I didn't start to think about who the Holy Spirit was, I think, even until like high school or like college.
Oh, yeah. I think it's definitely the missing part of the Trinity that we don't talk about a whole lot.
Yeah. Somebody should write a book about that.
Man.
Like call it like Forgotten Spirit or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe a guy named Chances Fran. Something.
Whatever.
Like that. I don't know.
Chances Fran. Yeah. So the Mix's theme is, it's the third person, right?
Yeah, it is.
Third person.
Yeah. And the whole kind of theme behind it is it's better to have the Holy Spirit inside of us than Jesus beside us, which is like a really interesting idea that Jesus came and he's just like, I know that I'm going away, but it's better that I go away and then I send the Holy Spirit to be with you, which like if it was me and I'm one of the disciples, I'd be like, bro, Jesus, no, please.
Yeah, like even why? Hearing that, it's like you have to be like, think critically of like if you actually believe that,
yeah.
You know, because it's like, wow, that's quite a statement.
Like, why are you leaving?
Yeah.
Please stay.
Please stay.
Please don't go.
Please don't leave.
Babe, wait. Babe,
but
no.
That's really cool. That's exciting.
Yeah.
That we'll be able to do that. So it's August 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Yep.
So sign up.
It's $20.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's basically just to cover us giving you snacks. So
is this an overnighter?
No, it is not. Please don't sleep here. Nobody will be here. That would not be. You'll be in the parking lot. That just wouldn't be fun. So, I mean, unless the stars are out, then maybe, but you wake up with some back issues or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, but no, it is not overnight. It's just in the evenings on those 3 days. So it's a very, very good question.
Very cool. What are some things we can expect from this?
So, main thing is it is going to be a little bit different. Like, it's not like we're leaving and going to Cedarville University like we normally do. So drive time, super cut down. Like, you don't have to worry about a bus. but the main thing is that we're going to have live teaching. We'll do worship together. And then just all of the different storytelling and kind of video elements that people have come to expect from the organization of Mix. Like, it's Christ in Youth, but they put on Mix. For us to be able to do that and do it really well, I think that it connects in an amazing way. And I think that it does a really good job of pushing us to just ask questions about our faith. And honestly, the whole thing with Mix that I love, and it's actually part of kind of what we've adopted as Green Student Ministry, that students would be known, they'd know Jesus, and they'd be kingdom workers. So CIY or Mix, they've pushed a ton of like, how do we do kingdom work? And I think that this series on the Holy Spirit really pushes how we do that, like with the Holy Spirit inside of us, and that we do kingdom work. So I think that's a super cool thing. So, yeah.
That's really exciting. I'm so excited.
I'm pumped. I can't wait. I'm so ready.
This is a great day.
I know.
We're like posting all this. We're doing this. It's so great.
I know. Things are happening.
Things are happening.
I know.
What would be some things that we would need to bring?
So things to bring would be a Bible, a pen, and a notebook for you to like take notes and do stuff like that. We are going to have student booklets that we're going to be passing out to everybody whenever they get here. And so those will be something that you just kind of maybe like slip inside your Bible or just carry with you, and you want to have it for all 3 nights because we'll be using that for like discussion and things like that. And on top of, that's the other thing, on top of us like getting together and like having basically Mix, we'll have time for breakouts and small groups and stuff like that. So we're going to have small group leaders there and hopefully students there. So
hopefully.
Hopefully.
Just all of us.
It's just me. Just me in the room watching a video crying.
Oh, man. Well, I'm excited. I think this is going to be great. I think this is going to be great for all of us to get together, to have live teaching, to worship together.
Yeah.
I think that's one thing that I have found that I've been most excited about is worshiping all together in the same room.
If you're listening to this, I miss you.
Turn into ASMR.
I know. Please, no. Please, no. I know. Just get really close to them. Like, hello, everybody. Listen up. Please come to Mix. I need it. I need to see you. Please.
Gosh.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So moving on.
So please come. Every time. So what's been some things that have been on your heart lately, Adam?
Man. So it's a lot. There's been so many things. Honestly, the weirdest thing is that we don't have like a space to teach or like kind of, I think Ryan and I even feel this too with like high school and middle school, that usually if there's like something that happens culturally or just like even locally, we have a chance to address it a little bit on Sunday mornings. And we just don't have that space to like address students directly. And so there's been a lot that I feel like I've been like keeping inside.
Just like possible sermons.
I know, honestly, lots of those. Sermon illustration ideas, silly stories. But the main thing that I think that I really wanted to talk about or that has been pressing on my heart has been social media. So, which is an interesting thing to think about because we're probably posting this out there on social media and it's just like, maybe that's how you found this. I don't know. But pretty much everybody, including parents too, this isn't just for students, but like my heart has really just been in the way that we interact with each other online. Like, it's been tense over the last couple weeks.
I think it's always been tense.
Yeah.
But I think these past couple of months, this year, you can definitely clearly see, you can like cut the tension with the knife anytime you go on Instagram, anytime you look through Facebook or anything. I think it's pretty prevalent. And I think a lot of the social issues, a lot of the media, pop culture, I think, has been utilizing social media.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've always used it, but it feels like to me, just like an observer, that they've been using it a lot more.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a new thing.
No, I think the main thing is just like, so to be totally transparent, like, I've been like heartbroken at different times, just like looking and being kind of like an observer of social media, like, even just through like our student ministry account, like I like we follow everybody and like parents and everybody. And so this isn't like an indictment on anybody, but at the same time, like I think just in general, like Christianity, like followers of Jesus right now, like in our country or all over the world, really, like I think we just like need to take a step back and just maybe think a little bit more before we share or respond or like engage with certain issues like socially on Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or wherever we're at. Like, I don't even know. But so I've been thinking through, honestly, like this is for me too, because I've been in that place where I was probably 4 years ago, just super oversaturated with my social feeds and just everything that's going on. And not thinking before I would share things or post. And a lot of the times posting because I was angry about something was not good. Like, one, never post when you're mad. Like, just don't. Please don't. But not really thinking through how, like, the things that I was sharing affected, like, my witness. Like, for Christ.
Mm.
Like, that's not something that was on my brain. Yeah, it just wasn't.
I think that's interesting that you bring that up. That, what was the word, like you said, what you post on social media affects your witness.
Yeah.
And I think we hear that and we're like, well, yeah, no duh.
Yeah.
But I think when we're going through that and we're like using our social media, I think it's so easy for us to hide behind the screen.
Yeah.
And to disengage like our own selves a little bit from that.
Like, I feel like the fear used to be, like, well, you can post things anonymously, but, like, and you can kind of get away with whatever, but we're not even doing that anymore. Like, I think that we've created such like a fake version of ourselves online in certain areas.
What do you mean? I always look 110.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem. Where like we've created such a fake version of ourselves online that it's almost like this caricature of ourselves that we feel okay like basically like just yelling at people like via the comment section or like even in like a DM, like just rip people apart. And aside from either reposting or like commenting or sending a message, the other thing is like the where you don't mention the person that you're responding to, but like it's clearly directed at them, and you're just angry when you share or like when you post something, and it's just like this isn't helpful at all. So, but it's like believers like doing this. Like that's not something that I'm surprised at by the world, but like people who are like, I love Jesus and I'm a follower of Christ. Like you look at their social feeds, and if you didn't know them, I think it's really the question for like yourself too. Like even for myself, like if somebody looked at my feed or like, yeah, my pages or your pages, like would they know that you're a follower of Jesus? Like, is that prevalent even in like what you share and what you post? Or would they know more about like your political leaning or all of the things that you hate? Like, would they, I think they're real, like, would they be encouraged walking away from like your posts, or would they be angry or frustrated or put down, or they have a picture of you that really isn't you? So yeah. Am I the only one?
No, I don't think you're the only one.
Okay.
I like that you said you use the word hate. Like they, if you're scrolling through your Instagram and they all they see is just this negative tone.
Yeah.
I think that speaks volumes to what kind of a person you are.
Yeah.
Because I don't think ever in the church as a Christian, your overall tone should never be hate.
No.
Like that shouldn't be the one thing that people are walking away from and being like, oh, that is a really hateful person, or that person, I know exactly what they don't like and what they are standing like, you know. Yeah. I think that should not be the case, and I think it's so much easier to share what we don't like though.
Yeah.
I think whether it's online or in person, I think it's so much easier to relate to someone based off of something that we don't like.
Yeah.
Mutually dislike, making fun of, being annoyed by. I think those are the easiest ways for us to feel like we're making a connection, but it's really just like a baseless connection and not a genuine connection with someone.
I totally agree. And so I've thought through like, this is how I see like most social posts. Like, you know how, okay, I think I've told you this before, but in like a movie or something where like two people get in an argument and then there's always the one person that's like walking away from the argument and they like stop, turn and like lean over their shoulder and they're like, well, yeah, well, this and this and this. And they like spat out this like long monologue thing, and it's just like, ooh, got him. Like, and you walk away and everybody in the theater like watching the movie is like, oh, dang. Like that kind of vibe. I feel like that's what most people are trying to do, like when they post socially. Like whether there's like an issue that isn't gonna be solved with like 140 characters or like one little picture infographic. Like they're all being like shared as kind of this like rebuttal to something that's like, this is the final nail in the coffin on this argument, and if you disagree, you're an idiot. Like,
yeah.
Like that kind of a feel. And that just doesn't feel helpful to me. Or like, I don't know, does that help anybody make friends? Like,
I don't think so. Or I don't, does that help? I don't think it helps, and I don't think it highlights the love of Christ. I don't think that's how Christ acted.
No.
And
I would agree. Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, he did have some good zingers every once in a while.
It's very
Let's
true.
Let's be real.
Yeah, he
but,
did.
But, like, as you were saying that, it reminded me, I think we've had this conversation before, maybe not just about social media, but a lot about arguments.
Yeah.
And I remember you brought up a verse in Revelation.
I did. Yeah, let me go there. Oh, my gosh.
Think when you, I forget a little bit about it, but I remember you had this really great verse, and I think you're looking it up right now.
I got it right now.
But yeah, what is that verse?
Okay, now I'm excited about this. So it's Revelation 5, and you wouldn't think that, like, let's talk about social media. Where in the Bible should we look?
Let's go to the apocalypse.
The apocalypse, Revelation. Even though that's what it feels like everywhere right now. Yeah. It's fine. So this is really cool. No, I'm so glad you brought this up. Revelation 5, verses 4 through 6. So this legit like changed the way that I saw arguments or like winning or like even just like the idea of victory. Like our culture is so obsessed with victory and like winning that like that creeps into like our social posts that like we have to walk away from an argument feeling like we've won somehow. But like what is winning is the other question then to ask. And so this is Revelation 5, and John is writing here. He's been like taken up into heaven and he's seeing all this stuff. And so this really cool thing happens here where there's, let me just read it. I'll start to read it and explain. So it says, verse 4, I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or look into it. So they're like, they're looking for somebody with authority. They're looking for somebody to open this scroll that like nobody can open. It's the one with sealed with 7 seals. And it's just, yeah, so this kind of like craziness is happening. And so verse 5 says this, and one of the elders said to me, weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its 7 seals. So, like, John's here, and he hears this elder say to him, like, hey, don't worry, we found the guy, or we found the person. It's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And, like, so think of lion. Like, think strong, powerful. You think, whenever you start to think about the Lion of David, like, the Root of David has conquered. So it's, like, victory, winning. Like, yes, like, this guy's going to come in, he's going to kick some serious butt. You think of the old Line of David and, like, and his mighty men and how powerful and strong that they were and all of this stuff. And it's just like, yes, like, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, he has conquered so that he can open the scroll and the 7 seals. But there's this difference in what John hears being described to him. And then take a look at this in verse 6. And between the throne and the 4 living creatures and among the elders, I saw. So there's a difference here between what he hears described to him versus when he turns around and he actually looks to see, okay, where is this picture of conquering and victory and power? And it says, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain with 7 horns and 7 eyes, and which are the 7 spirits of God sent out into all the earth. So there's this huge difference in what he sees versus what he hears. He hears the words victory, conquering, power, strength. But what that looks like is actually this humility, this humbleness, this sacrificial love. And so this picture of a lamb standing as though it had been slain, even like how we would maybe think like this is unjust. Like we think about Jesus's death as something that is extremely unjust. He's an innocent man and he's been killed. And so, yeah, just to think through that like our picture of what conquering and victory looks like here on earth, I think is different than what the picture of winning looks like for Jesus. And so I would say that as his followers, then even to like boil that down to social media, to say that like winning, even with social justice or cultural issues, does not look like getting the last word in or being the most witty or saying something that makes the other side just like shut up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's a lot, but I think it's good.
Yeah.
And I think that it gives us right to where we are right now with our conversation about social media. I think it's the purpose of why you're posting.
Yeah.
I think you hit it at the beginning where sort of taking a pause before you post, not posting when you're angry, and sort of just really understanding and reflecting on why you're posting.
Yeah. Like, or why you're, for whose benefit is this?
Yeah. Kind of why are you commenting? Because if we say that we're believers, we're a part of the church, no matter what we do, whether it's in person or online, we are shedding a light on the church and on Jesus. Yeah. So everything we do is a reflection of Jesus.
Yeah, totally.
So with that, I think knowing why you're posting is vital.
Mm-hmm.
And like that passage was saying, it's, are you trying to get the last word in? Are you trying to be the loudest, the most wittiest? Or is it for like your own selfish gain of why you're posting?
Would it, like, I think the other thing is like, would this be better like in a one-on-one conversation? If I'm in terms of responding to somebody, like online, like, is there a way that we could like get together and talk? Because one-on-one conversations, like in person, are always going to be different than people yelling at each other via the computer. Like,
I think it's better and it's more helpful. And oh, it yeah. actually solves a problem.
Well, and you might learn something too.
Yeah. Like, I don't think a problem is ever solved over an argument in the comment section.
No. No.
And
I think a good rule of thumb, kind of like as we start to like kind of wrap this up, would be if you can, I would say, like, if you're unsure of if you should post it, the answer is probably don't. But if you're really like, man, I don't know, if you waited 24 hours, like if you just left it in like your drafts or like you just are like, let me just wait 24 hours. If you came back to it the next day, would you still feel the same urgency to share it? I feel like that's a good rule of thumb, especially when it comes to something that may be divisive or, yeah. Post as many pictures of, like, your cute dogs and, like, your family and stuff as you want.
Don't pause that. We need that.
Yeah, we need that. We need that. We all need that right now. But, yeah, when it comes to, like, responding to maybe something that feels a little bit, like, contentious, I would say, just be wise. So, and, like, is what I'm sharing benefiting the kingdom of God, or is this something that I'm doing for me selfishly? Mm. So, yeah.
I think we've just touched the surface on social media, there's so much more that we could talk about and have conversations about and bring up questions, but I think this is a great end to just like our first conversation about it.
Maybe we'll talk about it next week.
Maybe. You never know.
Tune in next week.
But yeah, I'm excited for Mix.
Yes.
And thank you for sharing some of your thoughts and
I'm excited to do this again. This is fun.
Yeah, this is fun. So we miss you guys. We love you guys. And registration is live for Mix.
Do it. Sign up. I want to see you guys there. I love all of y'all. And we miss you. So bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Green Student Ministries Middle School Podcast of the Chapel in Green. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to contact us at gsm@thechapel.life or follow us on Instagram @Green Student Ministries. We would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.